la 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 ישיבת חברים בעשיריות.
Shivat Chaverim in our tents.
אנחנו נקרא קטע מתוך החומר לימוד.
We'll read from the study materials. 21 for the translators. Well, 21.
בעל הסולם איגרת א', קטע 21. הכל מאמינים בהשגחה פרטית, אבל אינם דבקים בכלל.
בעל הסולם, from letter 1. Everyone believes in private providence, but do not adhere to it at all. The reason is that an alien and foul thought cannot be attributed to the Creator, who is the epitome of the good that does good. However, only to the true servants of the Creator does the knowledge of private providence open, that He caused all the reasons that preceded it, both good and bad. And then they are adhered to private providence, for all who are connected to the pure are pure. Since the guardian is united with his guarded, there is no apparent division between good and bad. They are all loved and all are clear, for they are all carriers of the vessels of the Creator, ready to glorify the revelation of His uniqueness. It is known by the senses, and to that extent they have knowledge in the end that all the actions and the thoughts, both good and bad, are the carriers of the vessels of the Creator. He prepared them, from His mouth they emerged, and at the end of correction it will be known to all.
Last night I wrote down 4 points that in somewhat summarize the matter of surrendering. So I'll start with this and we can continue from this too. This is what I woke up in the morning with. That when we build the society, that we must work on build the society, raise the greatness of the Creator, importance of the goal in society, that sometimes some hurt comes to the ego or our honor that comes throughout this process. And then we must relate it to the Creator. Also, as quick as we can ascribe it to the Creator depends on the strength of society. And to put the Creator, to king Him upon us, that's surrendering from all of this, that we choose the control of bestow upon the control of the ego.
All those things can be done only if we truly being in a gathering of friends now, feel that without the ten, without its greatness and the greatness of the Creator in it, we can't do any of these things. It's all great words, but when it comes to the moment of truth, there's this little voice inside that demands to understand and to know, to be within what's happening, and that it somehow will happen for you, for your benefit, and you have to see great friends who throw themselves into this mix and give you an example and awaken you, and this is what we need to do in this lesson, see that we give it to each other all the time, not to think about how do I submit myself, but what do I want, how much I want the friends to be in that.
This is our time to peel off the hearts now and glue them together, one on the other. To ask the light to solder them, that there will be a place for the quality of bestowal to reveal itself. As he writes here, everybody believes in private providence, but don't adhere to it. And we've reached, we came here, Creator woke us up out of billions in order to realize this dvikut, the adhesion, that we will implement the purpose of creation upon us and burst through the barrier. It's a great responsibility, feeling of awe and happiness. And now from friend to friend, every time we go around the whole world, Kli with us, let's hold ourselves in this role we're in and try to take the maximum of light out of this lesson.
We are in a new era of connection between us, a special period towards Ibu. It's not going to come by itself. We have to pierce the shell between us, and the current stage is submission. And it's not just to cancel something or give up on something, but it's this intensive work we need to do between us to cling to the Creator's actions. We are enveloped by many actions of the Creator, and we don't use it sufficiently.
It's interesting how much we work on subjugation, and once it's put in front of our face, the way the will to receive behaves, the sensations, the way it takes place, and we have an obligation to work on it. As we heard, as we feel, that this is the time. This is the time, we're ready for it. We have to look the truth in the eyes and work on the connection between us.
Now we'll all connect together to this prayer, to be in the lesson and pray for each other, for the rest of the tens, for the world, Kli. Marcus opened my heart, and even more, Chanoch opened my heart from being inspired that Marcus said in the evening and wrote these points.
And the advantage of the light is through the darkness. We wake up in the morning with a new will to receive. That's going to get its processing now. There's a great place to add love of friends, strengthen the connection between us in the ten, so we can really hold on to these exalted states we're speaking about.
We create this field between us that enables everyone to be in equivalence and bring contentment to the Creator.
I hope that today I'll come a bit closer to learn how to subjugate, how to integrate in such a state where the light that reforms gives you that subjugation towards the friends in order to adhere to the Creator. I really want it to happen already, very much.
Excerpt number 11. Specifically, those who want to go in order to bestow feel the emptiness in them, and they need the greatness of the Creator, and they can fill up this greatness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot. To the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness that is above reason, in greatness and importance of the Creator. They do not want the Creator to let them attain this, since they want to subjugate themselves with unconditional surrender. But they ask for help from the Creator.
החפץ חיים, אוהב ימים.